بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, this is the now sixth lesson, and we have covered some grounds. What we did last week was basically we did sukoon and we did shadda, and we also did some rules relating to the language. We spoke about ism fi'l harf, and then we gave the breakdown of the, or should I say, the different groups regarding ism and fi'l and harf. And then we went into the murakkabs, meaning the compounds, and explaining that there's two types of murakkab. One is complete sentence, one is incomplete sentence, or complete compound, or complete a form of in terms of meaning wise, and one is incomplete. So one is murakkab tam and one is murakkab naqis. Or we gave it, one was murakkab mufid and another one is murakkab ghair mufid. And we spoke about murakkab mufid, meaning the complete sentence, and we explained about that can either be jumla khabariyya or jumla insha'iyya. Jumla khabariyya meaning that type of sentence in which the person can be labeled or attributed to a lie or truth. And insha'iyya is where a sentence in which a person cannot be classified as a liar or a truth. And then we broke down into explaining about the different types of jumla khabariyya, that they can become jumla ismiyya, which is a sentence which begins with a noun, and jumla fi'liya is a sentence which begins with a verb. So we broke that. So now today we're going to explain about the other part. So we had murakkab mufid, meaning that compound which was giving a complete sentence, a complete meaning, a meaningful sentence. And another one is murakkab ghayru mufid, is where there is a combination of words, but it doesn't give a complete sentence. It gives it incomplete. So it doesn't give a full, a meaningful sentence. Now, this, if I can come to it, this is murakkab ghayr mufid. Again, it can be divided into four. Although you see three here, there's one at the bottom here. So the first one is murakkabun tawsifi, okay. The second one is murakkabun idafi. The third one is murakkabun bina'i, and the fourth one is murakkabun ishari. Okay, I deliberately left out the harakat in some of them because you should be used to them now. Okay, so I wrote in some of them just to remind her, and some of them left them out. So this has been a deliberate, not that I just forgotten to write the errors. Because murakkab, we've been mentioning that word for about 3-4 lessons, so you should know it. Okay, you should know how to say it now. Murakkab, we've been saying it for the last 3-4 lessons. Okay, so if you were to put the i'rabs in there yourself, the diacritical marks, you would know murakkab mu, put a pesh or a dhamma, and then the ra, you put a fatha, you know. So you can break it down yourself. So this is where you're picking up now the i'rabs and the diacritical marks. So there's four types. You've got murakkab tawsifi, which is adjectival phrase. The definition is a combination of words in which one is describing the other. In which one is describing the other. Here, rajulun, which is a noun, salihun is an adjective, a sifat, a quality, which means pious man. So this word is describing this word. Yeah? So this is describing this. So it's a combination of words in which one is describing the other. Yeah. That is the definition of murakkabun tawsifi, adjectival phrase, the adjectives that tells it all. That is in this phrase will have an adjective to it. It will have a quality to it. It will have a noun or a word which is going to be describing So adjective, what does that mean? It's a describing word. Okay? So as you can see, this is a combination of two words. Yet it is not a complete sentence. Whereas the example I gave previous week, like Zahaba Zaydun, although that may not be the exact example I gave last week, but just giving you an example again, Zahaba Zaydun is two words, which means Zayd went. That is a complete sentence. Okay, here you have again combination of two words, but it's given an incomplete sentence. Rajulun Salihun, pious man. What about the pious man? Did he come? Did he go? Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he coming? Is he going? What are they talking about? So this is not giving a complete meaningful sentence. It's just two words which come together and it's said, what's it saying? Pious man. That's all. So this is why it's called Murakkabun Ghayru Mufid, because it is an incomplete sentence. Although there is two words, but this does not give a meaningful sentence. If I delve into a bit more, Rajulun Salih. Always, in this type of compounds, you have one which will be called Mausuf. Which will be called Mausuf. Okay, this. Right. Mausuf, this is how you write it in Arabic. There's two words here. One is mausufun, right? Mausuf, and the second word is sifa. Sifat, and we say in Urdu, sifat, sifat, iski sifat. You know. So one is mausuf, and one is sifat. So in an adjectival phrase in Murakkab Tawsifi, always one will be mausuf, and the second one will be sifat. The first one will be mausuf. Mausuf means in Arabic a noun that has been described. A noun that has been described. And sifat is the adjective. Sifat is an adjective. So what is the job of an adjective? It describes. So what's happening here is that the word before it is being described by the adjective. So the word that's being described, in Arabic you call it mausuf, okay? And the adjective itself, you call it sifat. In English you call it adjective, and in Arabic you call it sifat. What do you call it?
Sifat.
Sifat. So remember that. We will, most probably in the second course, we'll be explaining much more, because that needs a lot of explanation, because there's a lot of diagnosis and a lot of things attached to it. Then we go into the second one. Murakkabun idafi. Possessive phrase. The definition of that is that phrase or that combination of words where one word is linked to the other. So here, Kitabu Hamidin. What does it mean? Hamid's book. Hamid's book. So the book is linked to Hamid. Either he owns it, or because he's reading it, whatever, it's possessive. It's shown that he has a link to that. He has link to that. Again, in these two, one is called mudaf, Right. The first one will always be called mudaf. Which means the connected. Mudafun, and the second one will be mudaf ilay, which means connected to. So in here, kitab will be called mudaf because that is connected. And hamidin is mudaf ilay because it's been connected to him. Again, that has lots of rules regarding that. In the future course, we will be explaining that as well. So this is called possessive phrase. In Arabic, it's called murakkabun idafi. How do you say?
Murakkabun
idafi. The third one is murakkabun binai. Binai, which is numerical phrase. It's relating to numbers. Numerical means numbers. Here, ahada ashara. Ahada ashara means 11. You want to say 11 in Arabic? What do you say?
Ahada
ashara. Ahad means
one.
Ashar means 10. So these are two words, separate words, which have been combined together and made one phrase. Okay? And this is called numerical phrase. Murakkab means compound, binai means established. Something which is rock solid. This, no matter what word or what amil, a word that has an effect, that will not change. These will not change. Whereas these will change due to the governing word before it. Okay? So sometimes with the other words, if there's like a fi'l, then the i'rab and the haraka will change. The haraka will change. Do you know what haraka is? Put your hands up if you know what haraka is. Haraka is the fatha, kasra, dhamma. Right? The tanween. And who knows what tanween is? Fathatain, qasratain, dammatain. Okay? The diacritical marks, the i'rab, in know what you call that? In Arabic you call it? All that together, you can call it i'rab. What do you call it? Because haraka is normally referred to fatha, qasra, damma. Okay? I'rab is referred to everything. So, the governing particle or the governing word before that normally has an effect on the word after it. With this one, you can put, no matter what governing word will come before it, this will never change. It will be ahada ashar all the time. So bina means a construction, a foundation in Arabic. Something which is rock solid. This is rock solid, it's not going to change. It's never going to change. This one will change. So if I was to say, ahada Zaydun kitab hamidin. Akhada Zaydun kitab hamidin. Akhada means took. Zayd took Hamid's book. Zayd took Hamid's book. So then this will not be kitabu anymore. It will become kitaba. Okay, again that will be explained after. The point of discussion here is that this will change due to the governing particle or due to the governing word that will come before it. This will never change. Yeah? This is coming in the Quran. In Surah Yusuf, أحد عشر كوكب والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لساجدين تقبع حضرت يوسف عليه السلام. When Yusuf عليه السلام, he said he saw the dream to Yaqub عليه السلام, that this is what I saw, is that 11 stars. أحد عشر كوكب والشمس والقمر, and the moon and stars were all doing sajda. Okay, so this is coming in the Quran, Ahada Ashara. Okay, so again, if you look in there, and once you start knowing the grammar and you start knowing that, you'll see, why it didn't change? Why didn't it change? There was a governing word that came before it. Why didn't it change? You'll know why it didn't change. Okay, so this is called Murakkabun Binai, numerical phrase. The fourth one is Murakkabun Ishari. مركب إشاري which means demonstrative phrase. What does it mean? Demonstrative phrase. But this one, هذا الكتاب. هذا الكتاب which means this book. What about this book? This book is small? This book is big? This book is gone? This book is torn up? This book is ripped? What is it? So it's not complete. That's why it's مُرَكَّبٌ غَيْرُ مُفِيدٌ. It is not beneficial. It's a compound which is not beneficial. So how the classical example, أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. That book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. It's that book which has no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Guidance for those who have fear, who have taqwa. So ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. That's another example in the Quran. So what ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ will be in grammatical terms? مُرَكَّبٌ إِشَارِي. What is that? مُرَكَّبٌ إِشَارِي. So ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, or in this case, in this example, هَذَا. Okay? That is one word. الْكِتَابُ is another word. So you have a combination of two words, yet these two words have come together and have not given a complete sentence. So this is why it comes under مُرَكَّبٌ غَيْرُ مُفِيدٌ. So we have four. One is مُرَكَّبٌ تَوْصِيفِ. What is it?
مُرَكَّبٌ تَوْصِيفِ.
Second, مُرَكَّبٌ إِضَافِ. مُرَكَّبٌ بِنَائِ. Come and say it. At least you get the fluency of saying things. Murakkabun ishari. Yeah. So these are the four which are related to murakkabun ghayru mufid. Murakkabun
ghayru mufid.
This is. Do you know what this is? Out of all these four, can anyone tell me what this one belongs to? I give you the meaning, didn't I?
Yes,
what I said? Non-beneficial compound.
Compound, yeah.
In English, what is non-beneficial? What would you classify that as? Is it a describing word? It's not a describing word. Beneficial is describing. You're describing something. Non-beneficial, it's just got a suffix to it. Sorry, a prefix. Which... Now I've made it something else. So beneficial, non-beneficial. So that is describing what? Compound. So if I give you the meaning, what would it come under? Would it come under مُرَكَّبُ تَوْصِيفِ, مُرَكَّبُ إِضَافِ, مُرَكَّبُ بِنَائِ, or مُرَكَّبُ إِشَارِي? تَوْصِيفِ, yes. Because it's an adjective phrase. So we learn English as well now. Okay, 2-in-1. Right. Are we all clear with this? Is there any question you would like to ask?
What does sifat mean?
Sifat means quality, adjective. In Arabic, sifat can also be a complete sentence. A sifat, it can be in a complete sentence, not just one word. So although we've said it adjective, but it's really, it's not just only adjective. Okay. Yeah. مُضَافٌ إِلَيْ will be the second portion, meaning the word or the thing that's being connected to. The word that's been connected to. Okay. Shall we go to our... Let's go to our weekly fix. Here I've given you six phrases which you can use in your normal thinking. فاسرد ما هو الطريق إلى محطة القطار؟ ما هو الطريق إلى محطة القطار؟ Which is the way or road to the railway station? ما هو الطريق إلى محطة القطار؟ If you want to say the airport, ما هو الطريق إلى المطار؟ If you want to say something else, you can just add it on. So this is the structure, and it's change the end when you want to ask about different things. So if you want to ask, you know, which is the way, stroke, road to the railway station? ما هو الطريق إلى فندقي? Which is the way or road to my hotel? I'm lost. Tell me. You know? ما هو الطريق إلى محطة القطار? محطة means station. قطار means railway. Train station. We say train station, but if you do literal translation, it'll be the station of train. So now that I have broken it up, do you know what murakkab this is? Huh? You think so? That's the one, because that's being connected to this. Of, when it's of, it gives the position it's connecting. Okay, let's go to the next one. كيف أصل إلى السوق? You're going to Saudi. Now you need to buy stuff for your missus or your family. You want to go to the bazaar. So what do you say? كيف أصل إلى السوق? How do I get to the market? كيف أصل إلى الفندق? How do I get to the hotel? كيف أصل إلى المطعم? How do I get to the what's matam? Restaurant. Yeah. Food, obviously. Matam. كيف أصل إلى المسجد? إلى مسجد الحرام. How do I get to المسجد الحرام? You know? So again, this is simple sentence which you can remember, and you just have to add it on. So once your vocabulary increases, you've got the structure, all you have to do is just change it. So, كيف أصل إلى السوق? How do I get to the market? Souk means? Souk, market. Souk al-Zahab. Oh, that's a famous place for women. How do I get to the gold market? إلى أين يؤدي هذا الطريق? Where does this road lead to? Where does this road go to? Where does this road go? إلى أين يؤدي هذا الطريق? كيف أصل? أصل. ألف صاد لام. Soon, when we're probably in book 3 or book 4, all these diacritical marks is not going to be there anymore. But you're going to have to say it. And you will be able to do it. You pick up an Arabic newspaper, you don't see no Fatah Qasa Dhamma. Maybe now he looks like Chinese. What's that all about? I don't know what he's talking about. But then, once you know all this, you know. And if I... Well, let's not go there. Okay, the third one is, إلى أين يؤدي هذا الطريق? Where does this road go? من فضلك, أشر إلى مكان في الخريطة. This is important, especially in Hajj. You are in Mina. There's maps all over the place. Okay? So you are there. You don't understand it. You see an Arab person working past. He said, من فضلك أشر إلى مكاني في الخريطة. Okay? من فضلك means please. Please point out to me the position in the map. My position in the map. My position in the map. Please point out to me my position in the map. So if you've memorized it, you say it, then when he answers you, you don't understand what you're talking about. At least you can say it to him.
Well, it's okay if you can read a map and ask
Huh?
Pointing the opposite
way. Especially if it's one of those Bedouins, probably saying, من فضلك أشر إلى مكاني في الخريطة. Please point out to me my position in the map. You want to give somebody direction. اذهب إلى الإمام. Imam, not Imam. Well, you can say Imam as well. Go straight, go ahead. اذهب إلى الخلف. Go back. اذهب إلى اليمين. Go towards the right. اذهب إلى اليسار. Go towards the left. So whichever, just so you got that, you just have to change that. So as you build up your vocabulary, you just change it whenever you need to. Okay, number six. Go to the first. What is it? First. I think I'll take the picture again. Because I've got one of my students writing down. I think you got it wrong. Okay. اذهب إلى التقاطع ثم انحني إلى اليمين. Go to the crossing and then turn right. تقاطع means crossing, junction, whichever you want to say. So what happens in a cross? Taqata means crossing each other. So the cross or junction, one road cuts into another. So you can call taqata junction or crossing, whichever. And then thumma, and then inhani, bear towards the right. Or turn towards the right. Turn, inhani means turn. إِلَى الْيَسَارِ. What does yasar mean? Right. Or yamin, in here, yamin. Yamin and yasar mean same thing. أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ in the Quran. So you got two words now. You got yamin and you got yasar, which means right. إِلَى الْيَمِينَ.
Is it Tar Marbuta
at the end? Yep, Tar Marbuta. Mashallah, he knows a bit of Arabic. Let's see. There we are. Tar Marbuta. Marbut means attached. It's a Tar which is attached. So this Tar is attached to that. That's why it's called Tar Marbuta.
Third one from the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, that one. Min Fadlik, Ashir. Oh, this one. Sorry, yes. That's not third from the bottom. That's the second. That's one. That's two. So the second one from the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. Izhab ila al-imam.
Go straight, go.
Go straight. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If we go to page 51. As you can see, they've given you a list of words and its meaning. And there's a little exercise at the bottom. Okay. So what I'm going to do, starting from my right. Okay, I'm going to give out different pages to do. So in the next 10 minutes, I want you to do it in class, just to show that you can do it. So if you do page 51, so what you need to do is basically, at the bottom, the little exercise, is fill it in. Okay? And then I will ask a few examples. So if you do 51, you do 52, you do 53, you do 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. Yeah? Then we go back to the beginning again. 51. Who's next? 51, 52, 53, 54, and 55. So you got all your pages. So if you start doing that exercise in class now. Basically, the words are there, just fill in. Do the little exercise. At the bottom, should be able to do it in within 5-6 minutes. And do read your page, because if I request you to read your page, you should be able to read it. So if you while you're writing, say it, so you get used to saying these words. Also, the sisters, if one can do 51, 52, and 53, and 54, and so on, inshallah, I'll offer samples from there as well. So for the sisters, well, likewise. So start from 51, and if you continue from there, please. Fill in the exercise, do the exercise, and also please do the harakats as well. While you're writing, do pronounce the words so that those words will be easy to pronounce in future. Right, is everyone done?
Yes.
Oh, some more time.
Yeah.
Done, yeah? Who done page 53? How many 53 were there? Just the one? what number did you do then?
You did
51. Who did 55? Two. 59? Nobody did 59? Impossible. Okay, let's start from here then. It's
51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, you're 59.
So I said who did 59?
Concentrate.
Right. Okay. So what did I say? 53? You're 53, is it?
53.
53, 55, 59. If I can have your books, please. Oh, you didn't bring your book? So how do you do it?
You're looking at mine.
Alright, okay. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, mashallah, very good. Okay, who did, can I have 51? No, don't need to bring it here. I want 51, okay. 54 and 60. Starting from 51 to say all the words to me. Okay, so if we don't want them, just get them prepared to say the words.
From the bottom, yeah?
Oh, no. All the whole page.
Okay, the same one twice.
Yeah.
Did you feel so? Asad.
It's Asad.
Asad.
Yeah. So if you put a fatah there, Asadun.
Asadun.
Yeah.
Asadun.
Yeah, we're doing page 51 at the moment.
Asadun.
Yeah.
Iwarratun.
Iwazatun. Yep.
Kharitatun.
Yep. So the first one is Asadun. Second one is Iwazatun. The third one is Zi'bun. Fourth one is Mi'zanatun. The fifth one is Babun. Then the one after that is Jubnatun, Maktabun, Unbubun, Tajun, Tutun, Baytun, Kharitatun. We did it here. Kharita. Kharita, what does that mean? Map. What is it here? Map. So we've done it today. What was the next one? Did I say 54?
Yeah.
54. Who's done 54 today? How many people did 54 today? Just you?
54.
54. And there's... Yeah. Okay, you can do 54, please.
Zoom.
No, do the whole page. The whole page.
Okay, so
Rishatun.
Rishatun.
Yeah, so the ya has got a sukun. So you want to put sukun in there, you can.
Rishatun.
Karazun.
No. Karazun.
Karazun. Remember, fatha kasra dhamma, you've got to read it quick.
Karazun.
Karazun, yes.
Bultakulum.
Burtakalun.
Burtakalun.
Portugal.
Jazun.
That's a Portuguese form. It's an Arabic word. From there. I'm not as fast as you. Gotta slow down. So, third one. Burtakalun. Fourth one.
Burtakalun. Jazun.
Jazarun.
Jazarun. Zarafatun.
Zarafatun.
Zarafatun. Ghazalun.
Ghazalun.
Ghazalun. Hubazun. Jazarun.
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 Remember, we did with Shadda, the state, we did. You have to put emphasis, isn't it? So Shadda means in force. So what force? Jazarun.
Jazarun. Samakatun.
Samakatun.
Samakatun. Ananasun.
There's an alif after the noon. Ananasun.
Ananasun. Nasrun. Sinajabun.
Sinjabun.
Sinjabun.
Okay. So the first one is Rishatun.
Rishatun.
Second one is Karazun.
Karazun.
The third one is Burtukalun.
Burtukalun.
Remember, in Arabic you don't have pe or pa or whatever. So Burtukalun.
Burtukalun.
Jazarun.
Jazarun.
Zarafatun.
Zarafatun.
Ghazalun.
Ghazalun.
Khubzun.
Khubzun.
Jazarun.
Jazarun.
Samakatun.
Samakatun.
Ananasun.
Ananasun.
Nasrun.
Nasrun.
Sinjabun.
Sinjabun.
Okay, what was another one? 59 was it? Was it 59? Or was it 60? 60, yes. Who's 60? Ah, brother, please. Tafaddal. من فضلك بليز. Okay, on top of the wow is really a hamza. Ta'us. Okay? So, again, we'll explain that. Yeah, the first wow is hamza. Ta'us. Ta'us. So it's hamza there, yeah? And on the second wow, there's a sukoon. Ta'usun.
Tawrun.
Is it? Say again.
Tawrun.
Yep.
Yadun. Kureratun. Kursi. Kursiyun. Tayrun.
Yep.
Shaukatun. Tunnuratun.
Tunnuratun. Yeah. Okay, the first one is Waradatun. Second one is Jarwun. Third one is Ta'usun. Then Thawrun. Yadun. Hurayratun. Yeah, you know where we explained once? Abu Huraira. Kitten. Huraira. See his name? Abu Huraira. Kursiyun. You say in Urdu, didn't you? Kursi le karao. It's in Arabic, kursi. There you go. Tayrun. Shaukatun. Here, really, instead of fork, but to say in Arabic, you say shaukatut ta'am. Shaukatut ta'am. Shauka really means like a needle or something that you can poke with something. You understand? A thorn. Something where you can poke. So a fork, you can poke somebody. So they're just what a shoka, but really it's something used with fork, with food. So you say shoka to ta'am. So if you want to say to something, somebody, edibi shoka to ta'am, bring a fork. If edibi shoka, he'll probably bring lots of thorns. Yeah, have thorns. How do you want? You know, you understand? Tannuratun. Ainun. Sarirun. Okay. If you go to page 59, as I was browsing through, I saw, you see the present. Yeah? The correct pronunciation is Hadiyatun. Hadiyya. We know we say Hadiyya in the Urdu as well. Hadiyya. Hadiyya like, yes, go Hadiyya. Really, it's that hadiyatun. The ya's got a tashdeed, a shadda on it. Okay? Hadiyatun. Also, if you go to page 56, first line, third box. Watermelon. It says battikhun. It's not, it's bittikhun. I checked that in three things. It's they got the wrong i'rab. It's the bar's got a kasra. Okay? Mistikun. Huh? That's correct. Can you remember when I said sometimes the kasra, normally the kasra is underneath the letter, sometimes be above the letter but beneath the tashdeed. I don't know if you can remember I said that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah? Here's an example there. It's on top of the letter, you know, but it's still a kasra because it's beneath the tashdeed. Yeah? It's underneath the shadda. I did mention that. And if you can recall, normally if it's on top of the letter, it's a fatha. It's below the letter, it's a kasra. But in this example, you can see, although it's on top of the letter, but it's still a kasra because it's beneath the tashdeed. So what is that word?
Bittikhun.
So, if you can see, you've got plenty of, mashallah, we have been two lessons simultaneously. Is this some special information you pass on, please do not deprive us. You know, we like to have share the information.
There's two hands here.
Two hands where?
Oh, I think on page
57. 57. I thought the...
So we just thought it was some kind of instruction manual.
Oh, really? Right, you see, you got a palm, kaffun is the palm, and rusgun is the wrist, that's why you need two hands. MashaAllah, good to have so many students who can give us a bit more information. Okay, so inshallah, if you can all try to, obviously, it's going to be hard to memorize all these words, but what you can do is just recite them, read them, get used to the words, how to pronounce them, so that when you come to it next time, like you go here, Kuratun, ball. So if you say football, Kuratul Qadam. What do you call a football? Qadam means foot. Kura means ball. Foot, ball. Eh? So if you were the literal meaning, Kuratul Qadam means
ball.
Yeah, yeah. So which one is it? Is it Murakkaba Tawsifi, Izafi, which one is it? Yeah, we got MashaAllah advanced already. I don't have to come here now, I have to go there. Okay. So if you can just pronounce them as you in your spare time. Kitabun, Labuatun, Nahlatun, you know, Qalbun, Zaylun. Just pronounce them so you get used to the words. And also if you're not sure how to pronounce, by all means ask. You can ask me, ask your colleagues, ask, but don't be shy. If you're shy in asking, you're not going to learn. Simple as that. Okay, so never be shy. Ask anybody. So how do you pronounce this? And inshallah, this will help you. If you keep pronouncing, if you can pronounce it correctly, this will help you to even pronounce the words in the Quran correctly. The speed, the rhythm, the tempo, how to say it, you know, what speed you're supposed to say, where you need to lengthen. So again, this will help. Yeah? So inshallah, we will do the final lesson this Wednesday. Okay, it's for those brothers who didn't come last week, because the following week, due to the fact that it is the holiday week, and I myself will struggle to come on that week, because I'll be in London, and also many brothers probably got Christmas holiday, may go with their family here and there. So we decided that the last lesson will be done this week, this Wednesday, at the usual time. So please bear that in mind, and if there's anything else you want to add to that, inshallah.
Inshallah, we're going to be bringing food, as it's our last lesson. It's nice to finish on a positive note where we just eat and have a nice time, inshallah. So
After the lesson.
Everyone's welcome to bring sisters, bring children, wives, etc., because it'd be nice to get them involved as well. Just to let everyone know, my family's going to be bringing a pasta dish. So, inshallah, it'd be good if no one else bought pasta, because then it'd be a variation, inshallah. It would be nice if everyone else could bring something, whatever, inshallah.
If you do want to bring something, just let him know.
Yeah, sure.
If you do, maybe even plates or whatever. If not, inshallah, we will try to provide everything.
Yeah,
yes, Maulana, of course.
Maulana, bring again.
now you made him not come now. Is there any questions before we wrap up, inshallah? Yeah. Also, what we will do, we will also the following week, we'll tell you when the next course is going to start, and how long the course is, all the details will be given next Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up. And also, we'll bring the books as well. If you want to take the books in advance, so you want to browse through before your next course, then please feel free to buy those books, or otherwise you can buy it when you enroll into the next level, inshallah. The next level is much more interesting and more challenging, and by the time you finish that, you'll be able to actually make sentences and translate those sentences. If you browse through the second level, you'll see how far you will have achieved. But mind you, there's 6 levels, so this is still the beginning blocks. But inshallah, you know, if you have the right intention and the right attitude towards it, inshallah, you know, if people can conquer Mount Everest, this is nothing. So it's all about having the determination and having the intention and the right intention. And inshallah, you know, you get the best of both worlds. You know, not only you will be understanding the Arabic language, which will help you to understand the Quran, and it will make, you know, performing namaz, performing salah, and enjoyable, and something that you will look forward to. You know, nowadays, especially when it comes to Taraweeh, when it's quite long and it's quite slow, you know, especially those who don't understand, they want to rush. But the Arabs, they just want to listen, to carry on. Why is that? Because they understand what's happening. And they see them crying when the recitation of the Quran is happening, where they're talking about the Jahannam, when they talk about Jannah, the what do you call it, elation that they feel, talking about the Hur and talking about Jannah, you know, all these things, it becomes good. And then when you read the Hadith and all that, and then on top of that, you learn another language, you know, if you know, you go to another country, going for Hajj, going for Umrah, it does help. Believe me, it does help. And if you know someone, some Arab is backbiting, you know what he's talking about. You sort him out. So basically, this is it's very good, inshallah. So, inshallah, I hope you all do join the second level, inshallah.